USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Even as fellow Democrats pressure Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate, Pelosi says there will likely be developments coming this week.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
Pelosi spoke earlier on ABC's This Week. Pelosi also said, it's only about a fair trial. They have an oath to take a fair trial, and I think that it should be with all the witnesses and documents. And she also warned, either do that or pay a large price. But leading Republicans have already dismissed Pelosi's tactics, saying the delay would have no effect on the expected income, an acquittal by the GOP-controlled Senate. Thanks for taking the time to listen to us. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
On Face the Nation, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper stated that the United States and the world is a safer place because of the actions of President Donald Trump and the United States military.
We are safer today than we were just a few weeks ago. Why? Because we took out the world's foremost terrorist leader, Qassem Soleimani, who had the blood of hundreds of American dead service members on his hands. Secondly, we restored deterrence with Iran without any United States casualties. And third, we reassured our partners and allies in the region that we will stand up and defend our interests.
Esper also said in the interview that he believes the president that at least four embassies would have been targeted by Soleimani if the American military had not taken action immediately. A volcano south of the Philippine capital has erupted with a massive plume of ash and steam, prompting thousands of people to flee and officials to shut down Manila's airport. There have been no immediate reports of injuries, and authorities scrambled to evacuate more than 6,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Two senators of very different political stripes are united in their support of new legislation. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Republican Utah Senator Mike Lee is signing on to a bill sponsored by Vermont Democrat Bernie Sanders that would freeze funding for any military intervention in Iran unless Congress gives its approval. Sanders calls himself a Democratic Socialist, and he's one of the most liberal members of Congress, while Lee is a staunch conservative Republican. Both, however, were upset with the justification the White House gave for killing one of Iran's top generals. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People throughout the Canadian province of Ontario woke to an alarming alert of an incident at a nuclear power plant just east of Toronto, only later to be told the message was a mistake. The initial early morning emergency message popped up on the screens of cell phones throughout the nation's most populous province, saying an unspecified incident had occurred at the Pickering Nuclear Generating Station. It had been added that there have been no abnormal release of radioactivity and said people did not need to take protective action. More than an hour later, the Ontario Power Generation sent a message saying the alert was sent in error and there was no danger to the public or environment at any time. No further action is required. The notification message was also pushed on to all television screens throughout the region. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.